everything that rocks.
That's right. Giving you up and letting you down since 2016. It's Brock and Hunter.
Sorry I let you down the first hour.
Oh, you've been letting me down since 2016. That's what I'm saying.
So you're used to it.
Yeah, he's alive. He's alive.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. So I'm like right on the line here. So here's my story. Take it for what you know, if you believe it or not. So yeah, I did have a little booze yesterday, if that's what you're wondering. Yes. Okay.
I actually really wasn't. I thought, oh no, maybe he just he's but coming down.
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced yet that it's just that. So right now, I got the onesie on, which is like it's a hoodie and sweatpants, but they're connected, right?
It's a terrible thing to wear when you're feeling sick, man.
No, I'm freezing. I got the shakes. But no, that's cold a bad chill, word for it.
The cold chills.
Yeah, get the chills. Can't get warm. So I got a hoodie on top of the hoodie. And this morning was rough. And I kind of feel sick.
So. Answer me this. So you had a few cocktails, whatever. We all do that to get through, you know, to get through life. That's what
we
do.
Not more than, you know, that.
Here's the question.
I would have been like, oh, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. And
you just knew. You got the spins. You're like, oh, tomorrow's going to be rough.
Yeah, I didn't have the spins.
Did you eat food that maybe necessarily doesn't sit well with you when eaten late at night that would transfer over into the morning? Because I run into that problem. Drunk Brock, I'm like Slimer, all right? I was like, all right, I will just go to town on some food. And then the next day I'm like, oh, God, oh, no, oh, God. So is that maybe it?
I mean, possibly, because yesterday it was like an appetizer at one place and then another place. I guess I had a burger last night. I don't think that would have done it, though. I'm not going to blame it on that. No.
You know what's so funny?
Maybe I'm just a puss.
Maybe that's what it is. I think we'll chalk it up to you just being a pussy. That's what it is.
You know, I'm just trying to be honest here. Just trying to, you know.
What I think is funny is that you're always dogging me. You know what I had yesterday? I had 4 delicious pickled eggs. I am rock solid. I am ready to go.
Seriously, that's the last thing I need to even think about.
I would have eaten more, but I told myself I need to ration my pickled eggs. I went to Lowry's. I got 4 jars of pickled eggs.
God, dude.
Is your mouth watering right now?
Yeah, it was. This morning. I mean, ugh.
But I'm just saying.
That's another thing. Let me rant about one more thing, too. You know what sucks about my job? I can be on my deathbed, but I can still pull a microphone over to my face and do my job.
That's right. Yeah.
I know that. So even like when I don't feel, if I was doing anything else right now,
yep.
I'd be like, no, I'm not going.
Swinging a hammer, trying to do numbers.
It.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just push the microphone over this way.
I tell you, asking off sick when you're in radio is a very hard thing to do. They're like, really?
It is.
You're so sick that you can't just turn on a microphone and say hello, everybody?
Just say things.
Look, I swear, it's really bad. Okay, whatever you say, you're really sick. Yeah. You can't just move a microphone and say a few words.
If you found Herlin in the background, Bill would be like, you know what? Okay, let's.
No, even then, no, he'd be like, oh, that's funny radio. That's good radio.
Ah!
People can relate, Hunter.
All right, well,
people
can relate.
Yeah, do you got your trash can nearby? You ready to go just in case?
I do. And you know what? Hey, you know, I just emptied it too, so it's nice and ready.
Get a little sawdust down in there. Why do janitors always throw sawdust down? It doesn't really work. I think so. I mean, every school bus I was ever on growing up and every school cafeteria, there was always that box of sawdust right there.
Yeah, where would he keep that?
Yeah, like in a little bin.
You know, you never saw the sawdust until, you know, somebody yacked on the bus, and then all of a sudden it was right there.
Right there. And it's not like he just got it in his pockets at all times. Like, oh, just in case, a little pocket dust, a little pocket sawdust.
Yeah. Is that a carpenter?
And did he go buy the sawdust, or did he, like, go to a friend who owns a mill? So many questions
Or is it an actual thing, like sawdust for puke?
I think it and it kind of coagulates everything, so it's easy to shovel up afterwards.
It's kind of like what kitty litter does, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Why was it the most embarrassing thing to throw up in grade school. Like, you felt like a leper if you threw up in grade school.
You really did. You ran home crying.
Everyone's like, ew,
because you already feel like trash.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everybody's looking at you, and, you know, you're...
You get those chocolate milk pukes.
Oh, God. Shoot out your nose.
Susie sees you do it. You throw up in your backpack. That's it. You're going to be called Puke Backpack for the rest of your life. That's it. Oh, here comes little Puke Backpack. Oh, damn it. I'm 36.
I remember this one kid one time. He didn't puke, but he came into class and he had dog poo on his shoe, and he didn't know until we all got together in like a circle. And like everybody looked at him and was like, "You got dog poo on your shoe." It destroyed this kid. Destroyed him. You saw the soul leave this kid.
It's so common. It's so common. But yet I'm like,
it's okay, man. Like, if people step in poo, it's not a big deal. I swear this kid was never going to come back to school.
The kids are so creative with their songs. Like, they'll create a song like, "Here comes Johnny Dog Poo walking down the street."
Right.
"Here comes Johnny Dog Poo. He's got stinky feet." It's like, how did you come up with that so quick? It's insane. It's insane.
Poor kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and God forbid the front of your pants ever got wet at school. That's it. You're done. You're done. You will never get a date throughout high school.
You change schools. That's the only option.
That's the only. You get plastic surgery and you change schools. All right. That's the only way. That's the only way.
We're changing the phone number and we're changing schools.
It reminds me of that clip in Superbad. You know, in Superbad when they're playing soccer. And he says that one thing to, I can't remember. He's like, people don't forget. He's like, that was like second grade, man. People don't forget. People don't forget. But,
oh, man.
Well, just keep the sawdust in the trash can near you. We'll get through this, all right? We will get through this. Little puke, Hunter Puke Puke. I don't know. I'll think of a better nickname to call you.
Don't tempt me. Right there. The mouth's watery.
You're going to have to move radio shows is what's going to happen. I'm going to dog you. Anyway, with that said, let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What?
Let's keep it clean.
Keep it clean for you. I don't want to upset your tummy, Hunter. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hunter, I want you to imagine just a full septic right now.
Yeah.
Well, you won't with Pump That Septic. Don't worry. They're going to fix everything. Well, do you want the horrible flavor of bourbon without the sweet grip of alcohol on your brain? The folks at Dr. Pepper want to tempt bourbon lovers with a new beverage that offers all the flavor of the booze with none of the buzz. The alcohol-free Fansville Reserve flavor should hit shelves next spring. But until then, users have to log into the Dr. Pepper Perks app.
No.
There's a Pepper Perks app. And then play a scratch win game to find out if they get to try one of the cans and this new flavor. What do you think about this?
First off, I'll tell you what. So kids can have it. So kids are going to be all used to what bourbon tastes like before you can actually have bourbon.
Start them young. So you got some kid with his bourbon-flavored Dr. Pepper and his candy cigarettes. Oh, he's going to be a real piece of trash. He's going to be
same thing as candy cigs. It really is, though. It's no different. Just because it's pop, because you mix it with it already anyway. So, no, I don't think this is good. Dude, we don't need any more incentive to drink booze. You know what I'm saying?
This definitely will, especially like if you're, let's say you're a recovering alcoholic, all right? And you love Dr. Pepper, okay? And let's say you grab the wrong case. This is going to send you just spiraling down.
Like, I never understood like I've never been to like the AA or, you know, I've never been like a recovered alcoholic, but I never really understood the non-alcoholic booze.
Yeah.
Like we can all agree there's better tasting things, right?
You and I were actually just discussing this not long ago because I think it was after I tied one on a little tight after a Packer loss. And we were discussing like, oh, man, you know, I bought these pre-mix or mix-yourself Gatorade packets. Uh-huh. And I'm like, God, it tastes so good. Why don't I just drink this all the time instead of stuff that doesn't taste nearly as good and makes me feel horrible the next day?
Exactly.
Like, we exactly. get it. Which, we
which
understand.
Which brings me back to my point is like the non-alcoholic boost. So now it still tastes like trash,
yeah.
and it's not getting you anywhere.
Like, I'm just, I even as a guy who enjoys a tall, cold beer or a cocktail on a hot summer's day.
I mean, I'm not saying it, all, it tastes bad, okay? So there's times where it does. It tastes delicious.
But let's
on a hot day, you know, but.
Be honest.
Be
though.
Honest with you. You're going to say it tastes better than Mountain Dew?
No, exactly. Like, a Mountain Dew with vodka in it isn't going to be as good as just a plain Mountain Dew. Like, I realize that, all right?
Right.
I need that sweet, sweet release of alcohol is what I need. So, yeah, I don't think this is a good idea, Dr. Pepper.
It's not a good idea, Dr.
This is,
Pepper.
Hey, so let's try.
Way, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good idea.
Sweet. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Who was that, Prince? I don't even know
he's
what that
sweet.
Is.
Oh, by the way, that's Justin Guarini from the first season of American Idol, just so you know. The runner-up.
Sweet. Dr. Pepper, you've had some good ideas, yeah. but this one.
Not good. Not bourbon-flavored Dr. Pepper. Ooh, do you want something that tastes like bourbon but won't get you drunk? No, I do not. I do not want that. Not at all.
Good.
Not at all.
Yeah, regular.
Do you jump out of bed as soon as the alarm goes off? Do you get up before the alarm goes off? Do you get up without an alarm? A survey found that for most of us, the answer is none of the above. Seems 60% of us hit the snooze button multiple times in the morning. And not surprisingly, the reason we can't get up easily in the morning is because we're sleep deprived. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 Americans don't get enough sleep. The survey also found that women were 50% more likely than men to hit the snooze button. You bums. What a bunch of bums, you broads.
What a bunch of bums.
Must be nice to sleep in all the time, ladies.
You hit the snooze, though, don't you?
Oh, dude, I love that. I hit the snooze button
how many
like it
times?
Owes me money. Oh, 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
I think I'm 2 to 3, maybe 3 every time.
Yeah, dude, I will slap that thing like
it. What's weird? Like okay. What's weird about the snooze button? So even on Saturday, I still get up at the exact same time.
Yep.
And I'll be like, oh, it's Saturday. Nice. Go back to bed. Make that noise. But, like, when I have to get up, I'll hit the snooze, but I'll be up, and I'll know I hit the snooze. I don't think I really go back to sleep just thinking about, well, okay, when's it going to be right? Oh, there it is again.
You kind of trick yourself. You're sitting there like, oh, good, I got
what is it? Yeah, why don't I just get up?
Because you because like the rest of us, we don't want to get up during the week. See, the weekend, I love it. I actually don't even need an alarm clock on the weekend. Yeah, I'll get up. I'm just up and ready to go my normal time because it's the weekend and I'm going to enjoy myself. But when it comes to getting up with the work, that like that's the worst thing in the world. Like, no one wants to get up for work.
What was that quote that somebody said one time? It's snooze button. Nothing like starting your day with procrastination.
That's right. That's exactly. Yeah.
It's the first thing you do is, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's the first thing. And that should tell you something. All right. That should tell you,
you
something.
You know, that's not good. I don't think that's good.
I think we go back to no alarms. I think that's what we do. Like, just get up when you want to get up. And then, okay, let's say you got to go to work. Well, just go to work when you're up and ready to go. And then you got to work your 8 hours. Then you go home. I think we would naturally adjust to not sleeping in until noon. Like, okay, well, look, I can't do that every day. I think we go back to no alarm clocks. We just get up when we get up.
It's not good for some people, man. Some people just never get up.
That's true.
Like, so, oh, I don't have to get up.
Okay. All right, I'm going to stay right here. I would be one of those, to be honest. Like, I've forced myself into this lifestyle. I don't enjoy getting up this early. Like, no one should. No one should enjoy getting up when it's still dark out, okay? And then, like, going and doing things. Like, no, it's dark because you're supposed to be asleep, all right?
Here's a question. So we both get up early. We're up early every single day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What time? So you can sleep in, too, though. Like, on a Saturday, if you got nothing going on, or a Sunday, you're like, man, I'm just going to push it. I'm just going to sleep as long as I can. At what time do you start feeling like a piece of trash?
It's changed. Younger me, in my 20s, maybe like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I
you're okay.
Yeah.
I'm right there.
Now, honestly, now, if it's like 8, I'm like, oh, man, I wasted the morning.
8.
God.
See, that's still a little early for me. Like, yeah. Like, if I wake up and roll over, I'm like, and I see 10 o'clock, I'm like, What happened to the
Look
day?
Look at me. God, I suck. Look at me. Yeah. No, that's I'm telling you, if it's like 8:30, I'm like, I might as well just stay in bed the rest of the day because I've wasted the day.
Here's the thing. For me, if I know it's 10:10 and I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to keep sleeping, I don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
But it's like if I just wake up and see 10, you know, I'm like, ah.
What am I doing with my life?
What happened in the morning? Yeah, it's gone.
Yep.
But then I look back and I'm like, oh, my God, I used to sleep until like 2.
Oh, I think about like my college days. I had no morning classes.
When I was early 20s.
No morning classes. I'm telling you, most days in college, when the sun was warm, 1:30.
High noon.
Go eat a bowl of cereal for my lunch breakfast. It was really good. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, I'd get up and... I changed when my dad gave me a look at one point. He was eating lunch. I was eating breakfast at 2. He's eating lunch, just staring at me, not saying anything.
It's perfectly normal to eat waffles at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all right?
All right. Ugh. I was DJing last night, Dad.
That's it. I want you out of this.
Late.
I want you out of this house.
That's exactly how it happened. I'm serious. There was one day it was just like, you know what? You need to grow up. Get out of here. And it worked.
Well, tell you what, Dad. After I finish my Fruit Loops, I will. Okay.
I will.
once I figure out the puzzle on the back of this right. Reese's Puffs cereal box.
Yeah. I didn't phase him at all either.
No. No. It's like, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. What are you doing? Right.
Doing calisthenics. And
yeah. Keeping this roof open.
He was a military. He's in a military, you know?
Yeah.
He's a Green Beret.
But there
he's
is also.
Like 4.
There is also a fine line, too, for the people that get up at, like, 3 when you don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, I know some people that are like, oh, yeah, I'm up at 3 every morning. I'm like, why? Oh, yeah, I go to bed at 6:30. I'm up at 3. It's great.
What?
Why? Why?
You know, like, my mom, I don't even think my mom goes to bed.
she's up all night watching Lifeline.
Right, exactly. That TV's on. And
she's crocheting, you know what? Doing whatever.
That's like twice the energy I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always chipper. Just like, man.
Anyway, waking up at 2, you're a piece of trash. All right. Lastly, I thought this was interesting, and I don't agree with this at all. If you talk to strangers, chances are you're happier than people who aren't chatty with people they don't know. A study from Harvard found that people who talk to strangers, as well as their friends and family, have greater overall well-being and life satisfaction. No. Okay. Cause I don't want this to spark some new revolution where I'm out in public and I got to be chatty with the
lady. Brock doesn't like to talk in public. He's one of those, put your head down, get into the store, out of the store.
This happened the other day and I'm not going to mention where I was. Okay. But there was a guy checking out and he didn't stop talking the whole time. Not to me. All right. Not to me. I mean, and
just to everybody.
He was in line checking out.
I kind of like that guy.
No one likes that guy. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to look that guy dead in the eye and be like, you're a lot. You know that, right? Like, you're a lot. You're a lot to take in. I'm not trying to be a dick and say that we shouldn't be cordial, say, hey, or you do the head nod. But if you're the kind of person that is on public transport, is standing in line, and you feel it necessary to open up and start a back and forth with me, I don't want that, okay?
You don't like chatty Cathy's, huh?
Like,
it's like Dell Griffith. He's the pull string Dell, except he pulls it himself. Yeah.
Again, I think we should be cordial to one another, but there's a point. There's a line, all right? There is a line. Like, we all know that person that doesn't know when the conversation is over, all right? He doesn't pick up. He or she does not pick up on the signals, all right? Yeah. When it's like, okay, my body language, I am turned away from you and walking away. The conversation is ended, okay?
Chatty Cathy. Yeah, when you're not adding anything to the conversation.
I mean, this
like
guy.
The number one hint for somebody to be like, yeah.
This guy.
Wrap this up.
Didn't stop talking from the moment I walked into the place, got my stuff, went all the way through the checkout, and got checked out. He was still talking. At one point, he was doing voices. I mean, that's too much. That's too much. So I don't.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I like chatting. I don't know. I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
I kind of consider it a thing of the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, it's before cell phones. like people would go out and they'd actually like converse with each other in the store.
But I'll be honest, you know what?
Because that's how you communicated. You couldn't really text anybody.
I don't think any conversation with a stranger I've ever walked away with, like, oh, that was informative. You know what I mean? I've never walked away from a conversation with some random stranger where I'm like, you know. Just saying, look, we all get it. We're all here doing the same thing, okay?
See, I guess it depends on what you're doing, where you're at. You know, if I'm trying to get something done, like get the hint. But if I'm sitting there at the bar,
but no, you can't
setting myself up. No,
you can't draw the line because maybe I want to just sit at that bar and look up at the TV watching my team lose in silence.
Yeah, I mean,
but I got Joe Chatty over here, okay, Mr. Rap, 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 rap.
And I'm just bring headphones with you everywhere.
Yeah, but then you look like a dick. Now I'm the guy that has the headphones on at the bar, and everyone's when really I just want to sit there. It's not my fault that you think you need to open up to me about your fifth grade baseball team. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Those aren't even headphones. Those are just earplugs.
We all just need to sit down and shut the hell up. All right. Let's just...
Hey, you know, I don't mind it. Come talk to me.
That's right. All right. You go chew Hunter's ear off. All right. Leave me alone.
Maybe I'm setting myself
You're
up.
Setting yourself. See, here. That's the only problem with this study is that I feel like people are going to take it too far. You took it too far. Okay. hey, how are you? Nice weather we're having. Fine. Move on down the road.
Yeah. I guess I don't need to know your whole life.
Like, I remember one time I just had some lady walk up. We were downtown and some lady out of nowhere just walks up. And I just kind of did like, oh, because we locked eyes. I'm like, oh, hey. Hello, you know, like a general hi. She goes, man, it's been a rough day. I had to put my dog down. I'm like, Jesus, I don't know you, lady.
Kicking off the conversation with that, huh?
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, random stranger that I don't know.
Should we continue to talk about your dead dog?
That I've never met, or you, for that matter?
Yeah. Hey, if you want to make it awkward, I can make it awkward.
Cripes. You're a lot. You know that? You're a lot.
You're a lot.
Anyway.
So's your dog.
So's your dog. Not anymore. Got it. See, that's terrible. See, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to come off as the dick. All right. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.